Okay, let's see what's happening in the city of Greater Bendigo and talk to CEO Craig Neiman. Craig, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Craig, you had a bit of bad luck because you had a day off this week, but it isn't today. So you've got to put up with him, but never mind.
Oh, that's anyway. Nice.
Let's get on to work. Tell us about this. Craig liked it. Yeah. Tell us about this new employment precinct, Craig, please. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, good. So we've been trying to identify suitable land for industrial purposes, business purposes across our municipality for a while, quite a number of years. A couple of years ago, we put out a call and identified it was 600 sites we got a list of across the municipality of potential suitable sites. Some were very small, not appropriately located, all that sort of thing. We narrowed it down to a few, and then we finally targeted a piece of land out at Morong, south of Morong, which is farmland at the moment. We've now been able to acquire some of that land, so 155 hectares of that land, with the plan that we'll go through a planning amendment process, rezone the land, and bring the infrastructure to the site and enable it to be built as a industrial park, or what we're calling it as the Bendigo Regional Employment Precinct. So this is really great news for the municipality and the region, because we've got lots of businesses crying out for more land. Local businesses that want to expand, or new businesses that want to come to our region. So that's a fantastic milestone that we've been able to meet, and looking forward to working over the next year or two to make that a reality.
Fantastic. Now, you know, Craig, one of my favourite topics, of course, council meetings. The next one coming up on Monday the 16th, which, if I remember rightly, I think is the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. Just for, you know,
thank
I don't
you.
Know. Yeah, I'm not sure whether you
bow your head. I don't think it will come up at the meeting, that one.
I wasn't across that.
Just saying.
And I was just thinking, Robbo, whether we've got these staggered appropriately across the different municipalities so that you're not conflicted as to which one you need to watch on a particular night or listen to.
All diarised, mate, all, on the fridge with fridge magnet. Yep.
Yell out if we do get that sort of that there.
I will, of course.
Impacting your availability.
Thank you.
So 6 o'clock Monday, the councillors will be there in person, but we can't allow any public gallery, so it'll be live streamed on our website. There are some significant pieces of council work on the agenda for next week. The release of the council plan for the community. So you can recall we've talked about Imagine Greater Bendigo and the community vision, which has then led to the development of a council plan, which is a requirement a new council needs to put a plan together. So that'll be released to the public for their feedback. A 10-year financial plan, a health and wellbeing plan, and a climate change and environment strategy. So all of those pieces of work are really big. They're integrated together and talk to each other in terms of the actions and plans that come out of that. All will be released for community feedback, and we encourage the community to have a look at those plans and provide us with their feedback, because they set the direction and intent of what the council was going to spend its time on over the next few years.
What's happening with the play space at Lake Waroona?
Yeah, it's getting a bit tired, Steve. It's 1998 it was built, and it's reaching the end of its useful life. So we've been out to the community previously and sought ideas of what that play space might look like if we were to renew it, change it. We've got some great ideas. We're now going out to consultants to design something in more detail, which will then give us a really good indication of what the likely costs of that would be. That'll happen over the next sort of 6 months, and then hopefully we've got funding put together so that we can construct sort of mid to late next year. So we'll look after it and make sure it's safe in the meantime. There will be a bit of disruption when we get on site to construct, but really looking forward to developing a new play space in that Lake Waroona precinct. Over 80,000 visitors to the site each year, so it's a very popular play space and one which our community enjoys and our visitors enjoy.
Yeah, most certainly. And before you leave us, project to provide new female-friendly facilities at Strathfields, eh?
Yeah, so Club Court, there was a facility built there quite a number of years ago. We're bringing it up to sort of more current standards, and to do that we need to provide for all genders in terms of access and facilities and services. So really looking at renewing and adding to that existing facility to create opportunities for female-friendly change rooms and umpires' change rooms. There's more and more demand for gender equality across all the things that we do, and there needs to be. So this is a significant step forward in terms of trying to make sure that we can provide for all the users of those facilities. So something that we should have been done, you know, when things were first built, but there probably wasn't demand for, you know, females playing football, for example, which is something that's significantly changed over the time. So trying to accommodate everyone's needs and make sure we do that well.
Well done. Terrific. Craig, thanks very much. Have a fantastic week and we'll talk next week.
Will do. Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Robert.
Right. Good on you. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.